Hello, this is Billy Reagan. I wanted to just give a short recording and instruction a little bit about what it means to be saved or born again. Might be a term you've heard. This is something that's addressed in Scripture in the book of John in chapter 3. But what it is addressing is being born of the Spirit of God. God has made available to us through His Son Jesus Christ to receive a new spirit that is in communion and reconciled with Him. And it allows us to receive eternal life and forever set free from God's judgment for those who have not believed in Jesus, the Son of God. But the recording that follows this introduction was done after I had recorded the body, I think I titled it Spirit and Body Battle, that you can find on my list of our MP3s. So listen to it. I think it'll answer most of your questions as to what needs to be done if you're seeking or need a deeper understanding. And if that's not enough, please note on my website that there is a contact button. Feel free to call me. Send me an email. I'll be glad to visit with you and share with you and leave any contact information to get back to you. The Lord bless you today. Thank you for listening. And may the Lord touch you and reveal truths that you've not known, that you might have an awakening to the love that He has for you and me when He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. Hello, this is Billy Reagan again. I don't know where you stand, but I know that I stand in victory. Though I may have stumbled, all praise be to God, I have victory and I have been forgiven. But there may be some of you there that have heard this message, have heard this teaching, have heard this experience of mine, that have asked the question, do I know Jesus? Is Jesus my Savior to rescue me out of these circumstances? Thanks be to Jesus, Paul said. If you decide or feel like that you've never really made this a confident decision, I urge you now in the name of Jesus, who is our Savior, who is the only way to the Father, and the only way that we can receive a cleansing and a forgiveness. I urge you to consider Him today. For Jesus said in Romans that the Word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. And that is that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So it begins with you first recognizing that all have sinned. In John 3:18 it says that those who do not believe are condemned already. There's no chance for you unless you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who said Himself that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by Him. And what this requires is simply for you to confess and agree with God that you're a sinner, that you need a Savior, and His name is Jesus. He is the Christ, the Anointed One sent from God, who suffered and died for our sins. And if you accept Him, He said He'll save you, to believe in Him. So it's a simple process, but it's a heart process. It's not just a head acknowledgement, but it's saying, I can't. But You always said You would, Lord. Save me in the name of Jesus. And He will. And once you do that, you have been given the Spirit of the living God to seal you, to show you that He's yours. Because the blood of Jesus has washed you and cleansed you, sanctified you, and set you apart. What a blessed thing this is for those who have believed. And the day of my struggle that you've just listened to, I know that I know, because of His substitute and because of His faithfulness to forgive me of my sins, He has done so. And by the Holy Spirit, He continues to guide and teach and empower me to be even better the next go around, so that as I practice what the Word has said, I can walk more and more holy each day, because He says He's given us everything necessary for godliness through Jesus Christ. And if you have been in the church for years and years and you've never been able to overcome or see those extraordinary benefits of victory in your life, might you consider also that Jesus has not yet been made Lord in your life. For He is faithful and long-suffering. Choose Him today. Confess with your mouth. Believe with your heart. And know that you can repent. He'll empower you. And He will work with you for the days ahead to be more like Him, so that the world will see and know that Jesus is your Lord. Bless you today. Bless you. And may that decision be life-changing for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that you have made this decision for Jesus Christ, there remains one thing to do. You have received the inward righteousness through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and are justified. In other words, God has imputed to you this righteousness of Christ Himself because of your faith and by your confession of Him. But now, I urge you to be baptized. This baptism, the full immersion into the water and out of the water, becomes evidence of your decision that you've made, but also in a way it is a fulfillment or a completion of all righteousness. It's an outward act of obedience. Even Jesus had to be baptized. And notice what Jesus said in, I think it's Matthew 3:15. He said, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." He's making reference to the baptism. He's showing how important it is to be obedient to this. Jesus had not sinned, so it was not to wash the sin away, but it was to fulfill the righteousness. So likewise, we do the same. This outward show of obedience through baptism. Now keep in mind, baptism is a complete immersion. Underwater, coming out, is representative of the death, burial, and resurrection. I urge you, find a church that believes in full immersion and be baptized to the glory and the testimony of Jesus Christ in the faith that you have stepped into. Christian baptism, an outward act of obedience that causes you to fulfill or to complete the inward righteousness that God has already given you and you enjoy in your heart through faith in Christ, because He died and was resurrected. And besides, Jesus just said, "Go, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Do this in obedience to make this complete as it's shown in the Scripture. Bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.